Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hour number two of the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Joe out today. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier filling in for you. And as it is Friday at 1 p.m., we are pleased to be joined by our guest today, forever Titans wide receiver, Crazy Uncle Chris, Mr. Chris Sanders. Chris, how's it going?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Before we start, man, I want to give a shout out to my mother in law. She just passed away, and you know we're going to her viewing today, and then her home going tomorrow. So, man, just want to give Valerie. Smith Waters, you know, she battled cancer, so I was going to give her a little shout out and just want to say I love her.
Yes, yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's horrible. Yeah. Know our prayers are with you and your family, and
appreciate you.
We love you, and we hope everything turns out well for you.
Yeah, Chris, my condolences so from my end as well, man. I really hate to hear that,
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Chris, today we're kind of, our question of the day today was kind of going down memory lane. So our question was this: what is the first game you remember attending in sports? Do you remember yours?
I think it was going to watch the Denver Broncos, because I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I grew up watching John Elway.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to see him play in person. And as a young kid, I actually went to go see him. And then the funny part about it is, in 1995, the same guy that I watched was the same guy that I played against in 1995. So it was a surreal moment to where, you went to the stadium, you saw John Elway, you saw, you know, I don't know if you remember when they played the Cleveland Browns, he made a 99-yard comeback.
Yeah.
I was there. And to actually play against John Elway, when I tell you it was amazing, it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine this full circle moment for Chris Sanders.
Yeah, it is, man. It was a blessing, man. So, yeah, I love it.
So, Chris, there was a list that came out this week. I believe, who was it? Mike Clay, yes. Mike Clay ranked all of the NFL full rosters, and he had the Titans ranked number 8. Do you think they should be ranked higher than that, or is that a fair ranking?
28.
You said 28?
28.
Yeah, 28. Did I say number 8?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, when you said 8, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But you know what? I think they should be a little higher, because I'm going to tell you why. Is they added some weapons. They got Tate from the Ohio State University. They got Ridley. They got a good running game. They got a good defense that I think is going to be really, really good. I won't say it should be 28. I think they should be maybe about 16 or 17, because it's a totally different roster. It's a totally different coaching staff, and they got a totally different offense. But here's the kicker. If Cam Ward plays well, I think they can win between 11 and 12 games, but it all depends on Cam Ward.
I agree with that 100%. Chris Sanders is with us. And Chris, another list that came out yesterday was Jeremy Fowler ranked the top defensive tackles in the NFL.
What? Did I make it?
You did. You just missed the cut.
In our heart, Chris.
In our heart.
Number one.
81 on the field, number one in my heart. But anyways, Jeffrey Simmons was ranked number 2 behind Leonard Williams.
Ooh.
Is that something you think is fair?
From the Texans?
Seattle.
You know what? I think it's fair, and I'm going to tell you why. Is because, you know, last year, Jeffrey Simmons had a phenomenal year. But now you got to put back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back years. So I think number 2 is not a slight. I just think that if he does it next year, then now you consider him, you know, the number 1 D tackle. And I think what Jeffrey Simmons has done, he came in a little slow. Everybody was kind of concerned. But last year solidified that he can be one of the best D ends in the league. But at the end of the day, I agree with him. I think he's number 2 right now. But later on, I think he can become number 1.
Chris, on a more broader scale, just around the NFL, former Titans wide receiver and also former Eagles wide receiver, A.J. Brown, now is with the New England Patriots. The top NFL top 100 is slowly being released week by week. All that's voted on by the players. A.J. Brown comes in at number 80 on that list. What does A.J. Brown have to prove in New England for just his career in general? Because he is a Super Bowl winning wide receiver, but what does he have to prove in New England?
But see, here's the thing. Everybody thinks number 80 is bad, and it's not. It's no. It's the top 100. It's not every. It's not just okay. You're just a okay guy. You're the top 80 players in the league, and I think with AJ Brown, in my opinion, I think he's probably one of the top wide receivers in the league. He's been performing each and every year. I mean, he's consistently making plays. So even though he's at number 80, that means you're the 80th best player in the league. So I think a lot of people kind of. I think he's probably going to get down and say, "Oh, I'm number 80." It's not just 80. That means you're the 80th player in the league at the top echelon that you're the best. So, you know, even though he's 80, I think he's going to be all right, though.
Do you think that A.J. Brown is better than Zay Flowers in Baltimore and Travis Kelce in Kansas City?
Yes, I do.
So they were ranked ahead of him in this top 100.
You know, I just think with Kelce, I think Kelce has better numbers. I mean, you have to put him in front of him. But I think of right now, I think A.J. Brown's a better player than Kelce. I'm not saying Kelce is a scrubs. Kelce is one of the best tight ends to ever play the game. His numbers tell it, his touchdowns, the playoffs, the Super Bowls. He's done absolutely all of that. But we're talking about now. And I think as of now, I think A.J. Brown is a better player than Kelce right now.
Chris, it seems like here in Nashville, it seems like across all the shows, people have mentioned like who is that upcoming or rising X factor for the Titans on offense, and that name just keeps going around, and that's Wandale Robinson. Yep. Do you agree with that he is basically the glue to the whole system right now?
I agree, and the reason why he's the glue is because he's a chain mover. When I say he's a chain mover, when it's third, five, and six, he's going to run those choice routes to get up to get open. It's kind of like this: you got Tate on the outside, you got Ridley on the outside, but all of a sudden they take away those two guys. Then now you got your slot receiver that can perform. He's a guy that can run the choice, he can run the hitch, he can run the slant, he can get open. It's kind of like this: if it's third, five, six, and seven, that's going to be a security blanket, you know, for Cam Ward. I remember 1999. When we were playing with the Tennessee Titans, when the passing game was going terrible, who was Steve McNair's security blanket? It was Frank Wycheck to be the chain mover. That's the same thing with Robinson. Robinson can be that chain mover. When it's third, five, six, and seven, he's consistently going to make plays. So I think he's going to be great. He's going to be a difference maker in this offense.
Chris, what's your assessment of the role Chim Dike can play this year? Obviously, he's a contributor on special teams, but when you rotate him inside the offense, what do you think the difference for him there is going to be?
I think he's going to be good. And here's the deal, because you got to understand something. I know they got Ridley and they brought Tate in, they brought Robinson. You're kind of like the odd man out. And then you got Elik Iomatter. It feels like he's the odd man out. You have to stay ready because you never know if Ridley gets hurt, if Tate gets hurt, and you get upset and not want to play. So I just think that with DK, he's consistently have to stay ready. He can play special teams. He's got kickoff return, punt return, but also make him so valuable that they have to play him. Because the thing that you can do with all these receivers, because there's a bunch of them, I think you go a lot of 10 personnel. That's one back, zero tight ends, and four wide receivers, so all those guys can actually be on the field.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders has been our guest here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Chris, before we go, I want to let you know that the World Cup is going on Fox, and in between matches, they play Judge Judy. And I just want you to know I'm thinking about you, and I understand the hype behind the show now.
I changed it to Judge Judy. Now it's Pressure, Luck, and Family Feud. I broke up with Judge Judy.
Game Show Network, baby. All day, every day.
Hey, all day, every day. When it starts at 7, I go to bed at 10 because I'm watching all my shows.
There you go. Chris, before you go, obviously you let off with your mother-in-law passing away.
Yeah,
I'll allow you to end it and just sharing some of the great memories you had with her.
Man, she always would say to me, Chris, shut up. She'd always tell me to shut up. And that was her way to tell me that she loved me. But here's the thing that I've learned about the whole process is you never know when your day is coming. So the listeners out there, go home and hug your mom. Go home and hug your dad. Go home and hug your loved ones, because you never know in a split second they could be gone. So I just want to tell y'all, man, love that person, adore that person, and give them their flowers while they're alive.
Chris Sanders, man. Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders has been our guest. Chris, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
He wants you to park in front.
Okay, appreciate you, brother.
I'll do it. Okay. He wants you to park in back of
Thanks, Chris.
Love Chris
I think that was Mrs. Sanders with him.
Yes.
Our condolences to the Sanders family and their extended family beyond that. A tough loss for them. I commend Chris's efforts to join us today. We were going to let him off.
Yeah.
I felt bad having him on, but... You know Chris.
People grieve differently, and if this is the way for him to kind of cope with all the sadness in his life currently, I think that's a good way to do it.
I think we learned the most shocking development from that entire interview was the breakup between Chris Sanders and Judge Judy.
I mean, crazy.
Now he's involved with Mr. Steve Harvey.
And Pressure Luck as well.
And Pressure Luck. Is it the new pressure luck or the old one?
I'm going new, just my assumption.
With Elizabeth Banks?
Yeah, because he said he's not missing it. So if he's sitting down at 7 and watching until 10, it's got to be the new one.
You know why? Because it's Thursdays are the game show nights on ABC.
Ah.
I know that because I watched it last night. And that's something I have to gripe about real quick.
Oh.
It was Celebrity Family Feud. They were doing NFL teams against each other.
Mm.
They had the AFC champions and the NFC champions. Do you know what the two teams were?
No.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Versus the San Francisco 49ers. That's two NFC teams.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I was like, Steve, come on, brother.
I will say, I feel like in a lot of those shows, I don't think it's Steve Harvey that's the one that sees all that. I think it's the producer that puts it together. Yeah. So the producer's setting up Steve Harvey for failure. That's not cool. Yeah. That guy's got an iconic mustache. You want to put that? No.
Nothing will ever beat the Celebrity Family Feud. It was inside the NBA versus MLB Tonight. It was fantastic. It was so good.
That's pretty
good. It was really good. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We delayed it from 12:45 because you guys are so awesome and decided to comment on our question of the day, and we'll get back into that later on in the program. Coming up next, it's time for Newt's Notes. We'll do that on the other side. Jason Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We are broadcasting today from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service, right here on 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.